No pain, no gain. In 2020, I was turning 39, or I turned 39, and then I got super serious about my health, minus the whole being an alcoholic thing. So I basically got to consuming under 2,000 calories, very protein heavy diet, at least 90 minutes of exercise a day. That was generally like a bike ride for 60 minutes and then like 30 minutes of like either walking or HIIT or something like that. And then I kind of turned it into something a little bit more sustainable and sort of like cut the cycling out, because for a while cycling was like the only way I knew how to lose weight, because I had a few years prior, I had trained for Century, which is 100-mile bike rides. I was doing those all the time, and I was just dropping weight. I couldn't keep weight on. I was eating like Chipotle burritos every day, and I couldn't keep weight on. So I knew that if I got on a bike, I would lose a ton of weight. So I did that for like several months, and then I started introducing it. It was like, okay, it's not just about being thin and not having any fat, but it was like, hey, I want to have some muscle mass too. So I started to learn about my body composition and like how to gain muscle and the things I needed to do. And that worked out really well. And I was doing these YouTube series, and it was sort of like a kind of like you get what you pay for. And these YouTube series were fine. But they sort of like, I sort of ran out of like interest after about a year and a half, 2 years. It was like the same videos with the same jokes and the same cadences and the same rhythms, and it just got boring. And then I was also exercising in my basement, so I was like, oh my God, my fucking basement. I've just been working all day in my fucking basement. So I switched it up. We got a gym membership, and then I really started to gain significant muscle mass and really started to change my body composition. And this was probably, let's see here, I was also sober by this point, so this was definitely in 2023, I believe, was when I started doing those. And that's worked out well. Even though I've been naughty with like food and stuff, or relatively naughty, like a sugary treat here, a sugary treat there, I've maintained a body composition that I was happy with. Well, these things over time, like between stress and this whole like, you know, my cup can only be so full. Food is a comfort, and it's a dopamine thing, especially like sugary stuff at the end of the day. So slowly, bad habits have crept in. And the exercising has gone down, because what happens is I'm so stressed from work. I'm like, the idea of going to the gym right now is just too much. I just want to sit. I just want to relax. I need a mental like reset, basically. So I wouldn't go to the gym. So slowly over time, this is sort of added up. And now I have a body composition that I'm like, ooh, we are trending in the wrong direction here. And luckily, my body, it hides fat very well. Like, if you look at me, you're like, you're not fat. But, like, I have things, like, I have love handles and things like that that you can't see through a shirt. And it doesn't help when I just don't have, and kind of going back to what I was saying yesterday about, like, a rhythm and a cadence of the cabin. But when I don't have a rhythm or a cadence in life, it makes going to the gym especially challenging, because it's like, oh, I'm at the gym or I'm at the cabin. Where do I exercise? Oh, I can't exercise. Maybe I can go for a walk, but I can't go like lift weights and stuff. All this is to say, I am making a commitment to have a little bit of rhythm in my home life, not my cabin life. In that I want to get back to the gym. I want to feel good about my body. I'm about to see a bunch of colleagues in the next couple of months, and I prefer to feel good about my body when I see these colleagues. It just makes me more comfortable, less anxious, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's what I'm doing. With that, I will let you go. Bye.